Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check. Let's get the show on the road. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
Yeah.
On those tasty vibes, 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? God, we hope so.
No, we pray they are. We sure do.
Where's our friends at? It's Wednesday. Please tell me.
No, I know. Wednesday, just crushing it.
It's payday for some of our friends, but not everyone.
People who get paid on Wednesday, diabolical. It's like, I don't know. I like getting paid in the end of the week so I can blow it all on the weekends. You know what I mean?
That's me.
Literally.
That's me. Let's go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you guys.
The same day.
Let's. Exactly.
Wait, before we get into our friends, did you see my Instagram video last night?
Which
of
one?
Us at Wegmans. Tariff Tuesday.
You and I at Wegmans.
No. Me and my girlfriend. My girlfriend and I. We went to Wegmans for.
You were at Wegmans?
Sick. Well, I didn't. I wasn't participating. She had to get a couple of things. Bought 6 items, and we did a little game show style. How much is this going to be?
Oh, that's kind of like what I do. Well, I was also there yesterday, so let's compare. What did you buy in the... Let's figure out...
Okay.
Over or under?
2 packs of seltzer, dog food, dry shampoo, applesauce, and... don't remember.
You bought dog food?
She did. This is her.
I'm right, not, right. Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. You bought dog food. And this is one grocery bag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go $82.50.
That's what she said. It was actually $70. I said $72. It was $70 for 6 items.
$70. Okay, 6 items. But, you know, dog food could be expensive, Breeze. You got to feed the dog.
It just gives me the ick.
One full grocery bag. I bought a piece of chicken breast, all organic.
Right.
Some cold cuts.
That was like $45.
Some bread, some chips, some fresh berries, some fruit, and some vegetables to make a salad and a protein shake. How much in that one bag?
Yeah, like 67.
You're $10 off. I actually made out pretty well yesterday with only $57. pretty well. You
what
know why?
Deal.
You know why? Because Danny is slashing prices, baby.
Just slashing it.
That's what's
no,
going.
I had someone from Wegmans comment on my video. I was like, well, did you check your digital coupons? Like, no, I didn't, Jake. Thank you so much. Anyways, let's get back to our friends. So yeah, I might just like rip that series. Tariff Tuesday. Let's just go to different grocery stores around town, see how much all this costs. Because it is, if we don't laugh, we'll cry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All day.
So hey guys, morning. Amanda here, feeling good because it's a halfway. It's a half day at work. Love that moment for you.
It's awesome.
She's like, I'm getting in at 9 and I'm leaving at 12. We have some people in this office that do that as well. Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high because, oh, we're putting the boat in the water tonight. We love a lake girl. We really do.
I hope it's not raining when you do that, but what difference does it make? You're going to get wet anyways. You know what I mean?
True. Get your wetsuit on.
When's the big, when's the first day of the...
When you we went out on Monday.
Who?
My girlfriend and I.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I hope you had a great time.
We sure did. And then one more before we get to ours. Nicole is here. She says, finally in my good vibes because I found a daycare for my son. After 5 months of searching, the stress is finally coming to a halt.
What's daycare run people these days? For one kid. To leave him there all day. Maybe all week. What's that cost?
I think, okay, so my friend, her daughter only goes twice a week. And I think it's like $300 a week. Yeah.
300?
Yeah.
So my cousin pays $2,500 a month, but that's...
How many kids?
One.
Yeah.
That's
They go
that's,
every day?
That's California, though. Yeah, just about. And then the other one is starting, so it's about $5,000 a month. He's.
Oh, my God.
Lucky for him, he does okay. Breeze, vibes are up.
Yeah, vibes are high. You know, I was kind of like, ugh, yesterday. Just bad news after bad news. And
oh, I'm sorry.
My body was shutting down, so yeah. That was cute, too.
Yeah, right. No, of course.
But I just relaxed, so I feel good. Oh, I also got my toes done. So, finally, these are,
you know,
these crusty things.
Yesterday, I was clipping my toes, and I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind a... A pedi?
You should get one immediately for summer.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Just a clear
You
toe.
Just feel cleaner, don't you?
Yeah, you really
Ladies,
do.
Don't you? We should do it together. Let's go.
I just went.
I'm pretty in tune with my masculinity. I can get a pedi. I'm not, you know, I just want to feel good.
He comes out with hot pink toes. Perfect. Love that shade on you. Yeah.
Vibes are up today. I start to the morning. The sun's out. I made some coffee this morning. I'm like, it was actually so good, and I didn't make enough because now it's almost gone.
I love how the sun's like literally popping up at 5. They're like, hey guys, it's nice to come to work without it being pitch black.
I know. It's a great feeling. I was supposed to get dinner with my brothers tonight, but I think they're hazing me.
Why?
I don't know. They do this. They'll invite me somewhere, and then I won't hear from them all day. Like we had plans, just the bros, to go to dinner tonight. And then we're going to come to my place and we're going to walk somewhere. And I'm like, are we doing this or not? I need to know. It's in my calendar.
Yikers. Yeah.
Anyways.
Nobody talks about, I'm shaking my fist at the sky. Nobody talks about putting something in your calendar and then having to cross it off. It just ruins the whole aesthetic.
Right.
Can't erase it.
No, it's sitting there. I should just write in all caps, no show. Coming up on the show, guys, we all would love to stay home, have a full-time job, and make $150,000 a year. And it's the exact scam that is costing people tons of money. Millions of Americans are getting scammed by this one thing. And I'll tell you what it is and why you need to keep your head on a swivel. Coming up next on PXY.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. The promise of a dream job is costing Americans millions of dollars. Everyone wants to make $150,000 a year working from home, right?
Correct.
You're your own boss. Very appealing.
An entrepreneur, if you will.
A lot of people today are falling for some of these elaborate scams, and it's not even really their fault. They're good.
Yeah, how does this even work? Break it down.
So according to the FTC, in just 2022, people reported losing $367 million to job scams. So you got a lot of people who want to get rich off Bitcoin. Over the past 5 years, it's happened for some people. And however, you have scammers who are taking note of that, creating a new scam that it's basically capitalizing on digital currency. So long story short, there is this, it's another work from home scam. People are falling hard for it. This is how it works, so keep your eyes open. The scammer starts off with a text message. She'll call herself Judy, right, from LinkedIn. She's going to say she came across your outstanding resume. Even if you don't have one, she still came across it. She will then tell you that you can start working from home and earning up to at least $10,000 a month.
Right.
Simple. We're looking for rock stars. All you need to do is just contact her through the app, WhatsApp or Telegram. Then the scammer is going to direct you to log in to a site called bitfarms.com. So basically, the ploy involves them asking the victim to register their email address, create a password. They will tell you that you need to complete a training in order to move forward with the role. And when you click on that, boom, they have all of your information. Bank accounts, everything.
Oh, my God.
Then you're screwed. And this has happened to, if not thousands, millions of people. Because scammers today are a lot more patient. They will take you through a 3 to 4 day interview process before taking you for everything you're worth.
Wow.
It's not just, hey, you clicked on this link accidentally, like the Postal Service.
That's so bad.
Or those fake text messages from DOT. People fall for those.
Literally.
But this.
I got one yesterday. It was like, your easy pass is up. I'm like, I don't even have one. So
I got that same one.
I'm like, lose my number.
Is there a scam you can think of that you did fall for in the past?
I am like so. I think I've said this in the past. Like, I'm so hypercritical of scams that, like, I won't even answer my boss. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Scam.
Like, you're.
He's like, can you answer my email? I'm like, scam.
Last year, you got really upset with your mom because she fell for one. Was it Facebook Marketplace or something?
No, it was PayPal.
Oh, that's right.
She was on the phone with him for 45 minutes. He almost had every single dollar in her bank account. Oh, my God. It was, oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach to even think about. You know people that, I've heard of people that these things happen and they get in such financial ruin that they end up committing suicide.
Some of them, yeah.
Like it is a life-altering, life-ruining situation and these scammers don't care. Have you ever seen the movie Emily the Scammer?
Oh, yeah. It was a great movie.
Scary. Because that's so realistic.
Well, it was based off of a true story. And you know, a lot of these scams today, they're not just happening to Grammy and Grampy anymore. The seniors. Right. Which, yeah, they fall for a lot of these, but now it's everyday people who are just trying to have a remote job. They're just trying to get rich from working from home. Guys, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Correct.
Be careful.
Correct.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Absolutely.
Your dad's calling.
Oh my God.
Todd, what's up, buddy?
Moosh, you guys are still on the air. You got to watch the movie Beehive. You ever see the Beehive?
We're still live. I don't think I saw that one yet. What is that about?
Oh, my God. The beekeeper is exactly what happened to Beth, but obviously it didn't get to the final stage, but it's a must-watch for everybody.
It's called The Beekeeper. Who's in that, Todd?
Let me ask you that.
Is it Breezy's big movie review for next week, Moose?
That's a possibility.
Hey, Max, who's in The Beekeeper?
Oh, my God. We're doing this right now.
Oh, he's...
No, fully.
He's asking fully. Your brother hit that.
Jason Statham?
Oh, yes. You know what? Funny enough, I did start watching that and I never finished it.
Oh, no. I mean, right in the first 5 minutes, the whole scam goes down and this poor old retired teacher was running a charity fund. And it's really scary.
Hey, I mean, you're a financial advisor. You're a smart dude, but have you ever fallen for a scam?
No, I have not, but it's, I mean, I get them all the time, but after Beth went through, she went through last summer with the PayPal thing, it was pretty
Breezy.
Scary. I mean,
Breezy mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think he would have been successful, but we had such an old computer that the computer was dead. She was trying to get on the computer. I don't know if he would have gotten anything off that one anyway, but.
Yeah. Windows 95. All right, Todd, we'll catch up with you, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got to watch that movie, Breeze.
It was so much so to the point where, like, she was texting my dad and was like, I don't think this is right. And he, like, could see all of her texts and was like, ma'am, I would never do anything to you. Like, there's no need to be scared. She's like, wait,
red
what?
Flag.
Why are you looking at my texts? Yeah.
Coming up on the show, you guys, having bridesmaids without having bridesmaids.
Yeah, it's the question of the hour. I mean, it has a lot of people wondering. It's too much drama, you know what I mean? But
sure.
What is the alternative that you can do to still have your friends involved in your special day, but not deal with Rebecca crying she didn't get picked as a bridesmaid? Well, we'll talk about that coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. This is probably the new safe move, if you will.
I know.
When it comes to not having bridesmaids, if you will, at a wedding.
I'm telling you, when I get married, I think this is the move.
I think... You may actually be telling the truth on this one, because you've made mention of this a handful of times.
Yeah. And I've been like, listen, I'm not like getting married tomorrow or anything, but I've been with my girlfriend for a year.
And Breezy caught her looking at rings.
I've been with my girlfriend for a year. We're very much in love. We've lived together for 6 months. I mean, what else do we need to do? What more do we need?
It feels right.
Yeah.
It feels this could be it. When you know, you know.
I mean, by the end of the year, mark my words, I feel as if I will be engaged by the end of 2025.
Hold on. Let me time check this. What time is this? This is 6:42 on May 28th.
2025.
Hold on a second.
So...
Hold
on
a second. Hold on a second, because I swear to you, I will pull this back up, because you know me. I'm like an archaeologist.
I know.
It's 42. So what's the deal, though, with the whole bridesmaid
thing? So, obviously, you have all been along for the ride for my bridesmaid saga. I've been in, I think,
16
weddings? Weddings as a bridesmaid in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Then I, you know, officiated one, and list goes on.
And then you have the bachelorette parties. So all in all, we were looking at a total of money spent.
$20,000. Easy peasy. That's on the low end. But listen, and it's been fun and it's been great. But there has been instances where I am in these situations of being a bridesmaid and I'm like, you know, I don't think that this is for me. Like, I don't need a and this might just be because I'm like an attention whore or because I, you know, want the whole focus on me. But I don't need a train of girls walking in front of me or behind me or next to me. I don't need that.
Like, I got really judgy at my cousin's wedding because she had 12 girls walk behind her. And I'm like, how long is this going to take? Are they all going to say something?
I know. It's like, and I have so many friends, and I feel like anybody who is
left out, that's it. There's going to be hell to pay.
Correct.
There's no way around this, Breezy. No. You are setting yourself up for failure with the amount of people you're close to in your life.
Right.
If you leave someone out, that's it.
And they're all different groups of friends. Like, they're not all, like, you know, like, with each other, yeah, or friends with each other.
But you have also, you got to think about family. You got to think about cousins and everyone you're close to.
I literally can't. Like, it's too much.
How would you begin to narrow it down?
So I know first.
There's going to have to be a raffle.
Right.
There's a drawing.
The meat raffle. Do you have a bridesmaid? It's crazy. I know for certain, obviously, my best friend will be my maid of honor. That's fine. That's pretty typical.
Sure.
But a maid of honor is not a bridesmaid. They're literally your right hand.
Right.
And I think what I was... I couldn't sleep over the weekend. Me at 2 a.m. Googling how to have bridesmaids without having bridesmaids. I was Googling, like, what is another alternative where... And the other part of it, I don't want to feel like I'm pressuring anyone. There's been so many bridal showers and bachelorettes where people, where girls are bitching and they're like, I don't want so much money. I'm so, I can't. I won't. I don't want to. I don't want it. Because if I hear one whisper, I'm going to be so upset. So.
Not to get off track. Yeah. So if you get married and have a bridesmaid or maid of honor, does Patrice have the exact same on her side?
So that's the thing. It's like.
I just like when two women get married. What is it split evenly down the middle? She has, how does this work? I just have a lot of questions.
So, like, I asked the same thing, and she's like, the only thing I would really like, I would match your energy, of course, if I had to,
right?
She's like, but I would prefer no one. And this isn't coming from her, this is coming from me. Like, it's just too stressful for me. She's like, but if you like had two and I had to have two, I'd have our brothers.
Well, no, what you could do is if you have more than her, you can go ahead and shimmy some of your people over to her side. That
hilarious. She's meeting them for the first time on the wedding day. Hilarious. Hilarious.
That way it balances out. You know what I'm saying?
Patrice, this is Janine.
She's going to be standing up with you.
So I was looking into it, and I'm curious for our friends, 585-252-9800, if you've been in this situation as well. There's this thing that I found called, like, the I Do Crew or the Something Blue Crew. I don't get the Something Blue. I think it's like an old wives' tale for weddings or tradition.
Yeah, so a friend of mine just had this conversation with me over the weekend.
Yeah.
She's the person in blue.
Okay. But I'm not. I mean, nobody's wearing blue. Absolutely not. no. So we won't do the blue crew, I guess. And it also sounds like Blue's Clues. No, I'm good with that. Maybe an I Do Crew. Maybe it's like a group of no more than four or five girls. No more than that. Come, get ready, hang. We take a couple pictures.
Right. But they're not standing up with you.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
This is going to be a disaster, and I'm here for it. Wait, I feel like I need
a be in my I Do Crew.
I feel like I should. I feel like
it's like me, four of my girlfriends, and then Moose. Like, he's like getting his face powdered day of.
No, I feel like there's some sort of responsibility at your wedding that I would need to partake in. I don't know what it is, but I would need. I don't need to, but I feel like I should be a part of your special
find
day.
Something.
Yeah.
You can usher my grandma down the aisle. You know?
Yeah. I would love that.
You and Carol. Yeah. So this might be premature, but it's never too early. I will never forget. This is kind of where this all came to the forefront for me. It was two summers ago. I was at my friend's wedding. I had traveled for the bachelorette for the wedding. I was already like $10,000 in debt at that point from just her wedding alone. And she looks at me on the day of her wedding as we're getting ready. And she goes, you just like have so many friends. Am I going to be a bridesmaid in your wedding? I'm like, I can't do this. I won't do this. I refuse.
Yeah. See, people are already trying to get their name. They're trying to get their name in the hat.
No, absolutely.
Let me get to Naya real quick. Breezy, people overthink their weddings way too much. This is your day. Okay. She's not getting married yet, but no one will even notice if you have bridesmaids or not. Don't do it. I didn't have any and it worked like a charm.
Perfect. Hilarious. Oh,
I'm getting married this August, not having a bridal party. I don't think it's weird. You definitely shouldn't feel embarrassed if you don't have one. It's not even about embarrassment. It's just to save yourself the headache. That's what it is.
It really is. My girlfriend texting in, I'm sorry, are we engaged? I just turned the radio on. You're talking about our wedding. I'm not really sure. You're unwell. I know,
yeah, so
never too early.
What she missed about the segment earlier on was that we know, Patrice, that you're looking for rings for Breezy. But what you don't know is she's secretly been looking at rings for you in the studio during commercial break.
It's a lot.
Just a lot going on.
Moose has been helping me pick one out.
Call us right now. I'll fill you in during commercials.
98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.